It is 6 p.m. Pacific time, and that means it is time for the call because it's the 15th of the month. And if it's the 15th of the month and it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, what time is it?
Time for the call. We're in our ninth year, and we enjoy doing this. And typically, we have a guest. Actually, we've been kind of alternating guests, no guests, go guests, no guests. So tonight, we do not have a guest, but we have a good program for you. We have we're going to talk about success cycles for marriage transformation, but basically, it can be used. It can be called success cycle for relationship transformation. You can use it in any relationship. You're with your children, with your boss, with your best friend, and just know that there's a few things that we've learned over the years. We've married over 36 years now. We just celebrated Valentine's Day, so we thought it would be good to have something on love. You know, we love our friends, we love our family, but we don't always get along. So, and we don't always get along. I mean, honestly, but we do have some wisdom now through these years of making it work. We've had a successful marriage. We've raised successful kids and grandkids. And anyway, so we're going to talk about that tonight. And this is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls. And we have several different programs. If you want to learn more, go to drschuller.org. That's one word, drschuller.org. And this, of course, will be on our podcast after it is here on Facebook Live and also on our free conference call line, our call-in line. It was started originally as a call before they had Facebook Live.
Literally, yeah. Where people picked up their phone and they dialed the numbers, and we had freeconferencecall.com, and we still have that. And we still have people who join us on the call.
So we
keep it.
They
dial the number, absolutely.
Yep. We want to try to make everybody happy. Hey, and I signed up for closed caption.
It's not working.
It's driving me nuts. This is the third time I've attempted now. I went into settings.
Would we see it if it was on?
I think we'd see it.
I don't know.
Tell us if there's closed captioning on there, folks, please. Okay, this is my third attempt. We have to set it up through the laptop, but we're using Robert's cell phone, so I don't know. You can't access it from the cell phone through settings, but I did it through the laptop. I went over the directions again, so sorry about that.
We're trying. We'll continue to try. And,
so we'll continue on here then.
So we'll have to contact
no.
Our...
Yeah, John says no. Yeah.
No. So anyway, we'll just have contact our IT department,
yeah,
which is called
IT.
Google Search, and maybe on YouTube.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll do that.
Because you can do just about anything. All you do is go to YouTube put in how to do brain surgery, and just like that, you're a brain surgeon.
Well, we said we'd do this yesterday because this happened yesterday morning too, but we haven't exactly had time. So we will do it before next weekend.
We're going to continue to research this and study it, and we're going to make it happen eventually someday, as long as Facebook wants to cooperate with us. And some of the instructions we see are old, and they change things all the time. So anyway, here we are, and so we just want to say good evening to all of you because it's 6 p.m. Pacific time. That means it's good evening, even though it may be good morning where you are, good afternoon. And so it is a good time to be able to come together and to praise God and to worship Him and to find an understanding and to find new wisdom and knowledge. And today we want to tell you and share with you and discuss with you how to build better relationships, because we've had a little bit of experience. Donna's had a lot of training. We've read lots of books. We've gone to different seminars and conferences. We've been trained by some of the world's best, going back decades when we'd have these conferences in Hawaii. It's just been amazing the life and the journey we've had. And as a result of that, we want to take this opportunity to share that with all of you so that you can benefit from a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of learning. So we have some biblical teaching that we have tonight. We have our cycles of success that we'll be talking about. And if you want to ask us a question, please feel free to do so. We'll try and catch those as they scroll through. The good news is we don't have that many people on live, and so we're able to catch most of the questions. If you if you're on the call, you'd press *6,
mm-hmm.
and you can ask the question verbally. And
right.
if you're on Facebook and you want to call in and ask verbally, do you know the number they need to dial to chime
Facebook?
In on the, if you're on Facebook?
Oh, the number
on
here.
And they want to call and actually call
yes.
the free conference line.
Yes.
Do you know that number?
Yes, it's right here. 712-770-5605. We've never had anybody go from Facebook.
No, we haven't.
Ever, though.
But it could happen.
712-770.
Now that you say we've never had it, somebody would probably do it.
That's not going to be the end of it. They have to hear the rest
exactly.
of the code. So
exactly.
if you have a pencil and a paper and you're writing really fast, you can get this. But 712-770-5605. And the code to get in is 642-848-pound. Now, you see? We have a relationship, and we already got into a little bit of a little heated thing here because I'm like, what are you telling people to do this for? We never have
never do it.
No, people do go from the call-in, and they do go to Facebook, but it doesn't usually happen the other way because
exactly.
once they're on Facebook, they're on
well,
there much easier, I think.
I think most people are similar to as far as their habits as I am, and that is we prefer watching than just listening.
Yeah, most
and
of the time.
And so Facebook Live, you can watch, and at the same time, you can listen. And
yeah,
and
we can't see you, so.
Exactly. Yeah, but anyhow, let's have a little prayer, and we'll continue with our discussion and start talking about successful relationships. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather together literally around the world as we have people from South Africa and the Netherlands and Philippines and Canada and Mexico all joining this call. It's an amazing ministry to be able to gather together through this medium called Facebook Live. And so we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be here today, to be able to share with one another, to be able to ask questions, to be able to discuss topics, to be able to examine relationships so that we can become better friends and partners with other people. And so we love you, Lord. We praise your name. And we say this in the sacred name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. It's a good time to talk about why we do this, too. This is an opportunity for people to get closer to God, to learn more about God, learn more about others, and learn more about yourself. And that's been our mantra since the day we started the call. So today, hopefully you'll learn more about God, other people, and yourself.
So we call it the call because there's the word the call is multifaceted. First of all, it started as a phone call so that people would
mm-hmm.
call on their phone. So that's one of the reasons
right?
we call it the call. And then also, there is the spiritual aspect of where God calls you to do something. And there's that dimension of being called and responding to the call of God. And I could go on and talk more about why it's called the call. But anyway, instead of doing that, let me share with you just a little bit of reading that I wanted to share with you because I had this revelation reading through John this week. Yesterday, Donna, on our service yesterday morning, Donna read from John 14. John 14, to put it in historical context, is during the Last Supper of Jesus. Jesus is having his Last Supper with his apostles. And then after John 14, they leave the upper room, they leave the supper, and they go to the Garden of Gethsemane. And it is there that Jesus prays, if it's your will, O Lord, let this cup pass from me. And it is there he is arrested and imprisoned. So putting that in context, all of John 14 and 15 is basically the words of Jesus. There Jesus is teaching to his apostles. It's the last thing he wants them to hear before he is taken out of them, away from them and crucified. So it's a very important message that we need to hear. And here's what I noticed in John 14 that Donna read yesterday, verse 13, it says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. And then in John 14, the very next verse, he reiterates it again to let us know how important it is. He says, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And then in John 15, guess what happens? In the seventh verse, he says, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And then if that's not enough, he says it again in verse 16. He says, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. That's four times. Four times Jesus makes that declaration. Now there is
two verses.
Well, in four, there's four verses, four times it's repeated over and over and over and over again. First in the upper room where, at the Last Supper, then in the Garden of Gethsemane when he's teaching them there, he says, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. That's pretty powerful stuff to have that just pounded into the apostles. Ask and it will be done for you. Ask and it'll be done for you. Ask and it'll be done for you. Ask and the Father will give it to you. Ask in my name. Now there's one caveat with that. You have to follow God's command. Follow the commands of God. And so yesterday in my sermon, I mentioned that the command that he had on the upper room was, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That was his command. In other words, control your emotions to the point where you are not troubled. You don't get all stressed out. And do not be afraid. There's going to be all kinds of things that are going to happen. But remember, I'm going to get you through this. There's nothing you can't do with God. And you can ask for anything in my name, and I'm going to be there. He says it over and over and over and over and over again. Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus comes, and this is his command. His command is to love one another. So those are his commands. It's pretty clear. Pretty succinct. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. That's my command. And then finally, love one another. And if you do these things, you can ask whatever you want, and the Father will do it for you. I will do it for you. Ask it in the name of Jesus. So I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good statement. And you can go back and you can read John 14 and 15, see the context, read it yourself, and it's pretty clear. Just stay grafted into the beauty of God and his vine, and you will bear much fruit. That's my message tonight, and it's a message that is important for all of us.
Absolutely. So would you like me to open with a prayer?
Yes.
Okay, Lord.
We'll pray again.
We already prayed?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So let's pray again.
Yes, I was asleep. I'm setting up something.
It wasn't very good, so we better pray again.
That's not a bad. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, you know, laughter's good. That's one of the good things, important things in relationships, whether they be marriages, whether they be courting, whether they be relationships between girlfriends, boyfriends, longtime friends, family members, children, parents, relatives, friends, anybody. It's good to be able to laugh and to say, wow, that was a funny one. And to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't hear your prayer. Lord, thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for giving us this life. Thank you for giving us others that don't always see things the way we do. Lord, teach us to have really constructive discussions, even when we disagree, Lord. We love you. Amen.
Amen and amen.
So we have a lot to get through in this, and I'm just thinking we may not get through all 9 points because we have to keep this at about 40 minutes for drive time when it goes to the podcast. So what are you looking at there?
I'm trying to get rid of that. There we go.
A box. I know. Yeah. We updated our computers, and of course they've changed everything. So
yeah.
Thank you very much. All these screens are popping up. They pop up on the phone. They pop up here on my control panel. But basically, we came up with this outline called Success Cycles for Marriage Transformation because we were asked to write a book and to do a seminar. We never did that, but it's some good information. So we're going to share it with you. And, you know, if we don't get through everything, I think we will get through these points. We have about 20 minutes, and we should be able to get through these. But again, this isn't just for marriage. This is for a relationship, whether it's friendship or for any kind of family or even, you know, relationships at work. So the first point is there's got to be more to my marriage than this, or there's got to be more to my relationship than this. You know, have you ever been stuck in a relationship or stuck in a marriage or any relationship where you think, geez, why am I here? Why am I friends with this person? Is it just because I've been friends with them for so long? What happens, you know, when people and relationships become toxic, which happens a lot? And how much are you supposed to take? How much are you supposed to stay there and love people because God is love? Or when do you put up your healthy boundaries and say, hey, that hurts, that's toxic, and you walk away? So obviously if you're married, there's a different answer. But, you know, basically, so let's talk about marriage for a minute. So what do you think about when you think there's got to be more to my marriage with this than this? When people are suffering and saying, wow, maybe somebody's been married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and they're struggling. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, there are marriages that are beautiful and healthy and are good. There are marriages that come short of that. There are marriages where the couples enjoy each other. They enjoy each other physically. They enjoy each other socially. They enjoy each other's company. And there's those that aren't. And so I think it's really important. You know, we haven't rehearsed any of this, but what we want to let you know is that there is hope in marriage. We went to a marriage seminar recently. That was over a year ago, wasn't it?
It was about 2 years ago.
Almost.
Maybe 3 years. Maybe 3 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
And we go walking in there because we're happy and everyone's all gloomy and they're all depressed and they're not happy at all. We find out that everyone in that group, with the exception of Don and I, were on the verge of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had even filed for divorce. And this was a last-ditch effort to see if they could save their marriage. And so we walk in there happy, and everyone else is unhappy. And they're sitting as far apart. They're leaning away from each other. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, they are all, I mean, the change that's placed in those relationships in 2 days was absolutely amazing. We have interviewed Tina before. She's the host of that. And
it's called Relationship Lifeline. It's by Tina Konkin. It's in Orange County, and it's a long weekend. And I think with COVID, it's a shorter weekend now. But you can fly in here. Here's the thing: if anybody would like to work on the relationships and do something to that degree, we have information for you. So you can let us know. You can email us, Don, email me, donna@schulerministries.org, or you can just write it on here and just say, hey, I want that information. It's life-changing seminar. And so
it will save your marriage.
Yeah, it'll save
your
marriage.
If your marriage has a chance of making it, it's going to happen at the end of this couple days.
And I've heard Tina say, too, that it's okay if you're a single person and want to go there, because what it does is it takes you through things that make you who you are. So you go back and you kind of revisit things and maybe some of the patterns you learned in your life from your mom and dad. Maybe you didn't have a mom and dad that stayed married. And so that all wore off on you. And that played, it has an important role in your relationships today. So, you know, so point number one, I think, is just get help and just do whatever you can to make it better. And you know what? If you're going to get counseling, don't seek counseling when you're like, at each other. You want to say, hey, we need to go to a counselor when you're getting along.
So when Don and I got married, we had a lot of things we had to go through in order to we really enjoyed each other's company, but we had challenges as far as the way we were raised, the way she was raised, dealing with the kids, dealing with...
Yeah, I inherited his two children when we got married.
Yeah.
They moved in with us.
So.
3-year-old and a 6-year-old. So I became a mom like that. And then we had two more together. So that was a big, yeah, we've been through a lot. So we've been through blended families. We've been through divorce, second marriages, and blended families with grandchildren. Because, you know, once you're married, you have children, and you get divorced, and you remarry, you are still in that first marriage forever and ever and ever as relationship because you have grandchildren together. So anyway, that's a whole nother topic, you know. That's, like I said, this, we're only on point one, and we have 15 minutes.
So I bring that up because I think it's really important to get professional counseling from time to time.
It is.
And we did that the first few years of our marriage. I think the first 10, 15 years of our marriage, we went into counseling with professional counselors, not every week, but we'd go for a few weeks until we resolved this one situation that was really difficult for us. And then we got through it. So then we'd continue to go to seminars and education to study how to communicate with each other, how to understand each other, how to understand more about ourselves. And as a result of that, we grow personally, we grow relationally. And without that, I don't think marriages have much of a chance of survival. Because it is really difficult to have a marriage survive today. It is.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this is a good segue into point two, but before we get there, I want to say that, you know, I still go to a counselor once in a while, because this isn't about making the other person better. This is about making you better. This is about making the changes in yourself, because if you change, then the other person either changes or something in your relationship changes for the better or for the worse. But you have to do the work. You can't say, oh, it's her, it's him, it's them, it's if it's a friendship and you just keep not getting along. You have to take responsibility. So, and that takes us into the point two, which is faith, which is the power to make it better. So ideally, you would be in a marriage where you're both believers, but a lot of times people aren't. So again, you know, you continue to pray, you continue to watch positive programs like this, listen, go to seminars, you continue to let your spouse know you're praying for them. And even if they just don't believe it, doesn't matter. You still are, and prayer works, even when the other person doesn't know you're praying for them. Prayer works.
Because even if you don't believe in God, God still exists.
Right.
Even if you don't believe that God can impact your life or the life of an unbeliever, that's not true. God can impact society in any place, anywhere. He can impact your spouse, regardless of what their faith is, and it can make a huge difference.
It can. Yeah. It can, and it does. As you think your marriage will become, you know, it's really important.
Oh, we're going to go through all nine of these.
That's
we got to get going.
I've got an outline. I'm like, here's the outline, honey.
Yep.
This is it. We have different ways of working things out. So let's just do that. But if we don't get through it, we can do it maybe a part two, and it won't even have to be through on the 15th. We can do it during the week, part two, and then post it.
Okay.
So nothing wrong with that. So as you think your marriage will become, you know, as you think in your mind, you will become. So if you have good thoughts about your marriage, and if you think the best always, you don't always get the best. I like to say this in general. You should always think the best in situations. Does that mean you're going to get the best? No, you're not. But there's a chance, you have a better chance of getting the best than if you thought the opposite, right?
The odds are better in your favor if you think positive. And if you think the best in other people, it's going to be better. And, you know, are things going to still happen? Yeah. But the fact is you're going to be better if you think positive. First of all, you're going to become better. You're emotionally going to be happier. That's going to wear off on the people you associate with. And one of the things I've noticed is people don't like hanging around negative people who are unhappy and disappointed. So one of the things you can do, if you're going through a really tough time, you say, yeah, I'm going through a tough time, but you know what? I'm going to get through this. And you put on a big smile, and you may not feel like it, but you tell, oops, we're trying to reconnect. We're having trouble with our internet. So if you're having a tough time, you just say, hey, I'm going to get through this, and it's no big deal. I'm going to make it. And I've got friends like you, and I've got friends, and all of a sudden, all your friends start to rise to the occasion, and they
see. That's one of the points there, point seven.
Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. As you think, your marriage will become. So let's move to the next one.
Okay.
Manage your moods. And that's, that's kind of what I'm talking about, too.
And they will manage manage
your
marriage.
Yeah, marriage. Your marriage, your relationship.
Exactly. And that goes into point five, too. So they kind of work together because there's certain ways you can manage your moods. You know, we all have down times. We all have times when we get angry, sad, exhausted. I've been all of those lately. My husband puts up with me still. But
well, you know, that was Jesus' command from yesterday. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's your mood. So that means he wouldn't give us that command if we didn't have the ability to manage our emotions.
Yes. And that's why it's important to believe in someone bigger than you, bigger than your marriage, somebody that's
absolutely
at the center that you can count on. And, yes, self-care. I love that. That's, Janet, that is what we get into in the next point. So how do you manage your moods? You manage your moods by getting enough sleep, working on yourself, eating right, exercising. And here's what I love to say, because Patricia Bragg said, you are what
Patricia
you eat, drink, think, say, and do. Did you hear that? You are what you eat, drink, think, say, and do. And a good friend of ours who's now in her 90s, who started, her dad started Bragg's, their health food company, B-R-A-G-G-S, apostrophe S. It's true. So if you're in a bad mood, or if you're a high anxiety person and you're drinking 50 cups of coffee a day, or even two huge cups of coffee a day, or if you eat a lot of chocolate or eat a lot of drink a lot of cola. I don't drink cola, so I just eat. You know what? That's going to manage your mood. If you're eating junk food, if you're hanging out at fast food restaurants and loading up on heavy refined carbohydrates and not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables and food the way God made it, guess what? That's going to affect your mood. If you haven't been able to go to the gym, and if you start being in a bad mood because your hormones are all out of whack, because you need those good hormones, those endorphins, you're going to be in a bad mood.
So do you know what we had for breakfast this morning?
Same thing as always.
Yeah, we have our green drink. And then we call it a green drink, but it really isn't. In there we have an apple. Oh, let me see, an apple, a banana.
Not a whole one, half a banana.
Half, okay.
It's important because I don't want people doing that. It's too much sugar.
An apple, a half a banana, an avocado, not a whole one, half one. We have a stalk of celery. We have some kale. We have a handful of the power greens, organic power greens from Costco.
You
we
say
put
avocado?
In the cucumber.
Good
I
fat.
Did.
Good fat.
We put in some a chunk of cucumber.
Ginger.
Ginger. Oh yeah, yeah. We put in a nice big piece of ginger. Chop it all up.
It's really thick.
And then we
really
put in
thick.
Three big scoops of powder, and we turn the blender on. It blends it all together. It's probably, I want to say there's 64 ounces of this thing that we drink. And that's our breakfast in the morning. So it has everything you could ever want, and it's good. We really miss it whenever we don't have it. So when we travel, we usually can't do that. But
we travel with like a shaker cup, so we have the powders only. And if we're in a hotel room, we can't grind up the vegetables. But we like it.
Yeah, and Lisa Marie Williams is just saying she just had Bragg's amino acid liquid aminos. With her brown rice.
That's a good alternative to soy sauce. For those of you that don't know, I'm a nutritionist, so that's why I get really passionate about
it. And the other thing we put in that drink, I forgot, is the Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Oh, apple cider vinegar. Right, it's good for your pH. Keeps your pH more alkaline.
Yeah, so we put some of that in every morning.
It's important.
So
we do that, and then later in the day, like before lunch, sometimes we'll have eggs too. But that's really early in the morning. We usually do that around 8.
That's the first thing we have.
First thing we have.
That's how we start our day.
We have water, then we have that protein drink, and then I drink tea, he drinks coffee.
So
we go to work.
It was Patricia Bragg who said, and I interviewed her a couple times. I love that woman. She's about 4 feet tall, and she always wears this huge, bright, colorful hat.
She's
great. The most dynamic, exciting person. And she's the one who said, you are what you eat, drink, think, say, and do.
Yeah. Yeah. She does that all the time. So here we talk.
Oh, your haven of peace?
No, I'm going to go to building your support network for lasting success.
That's why
now,
you folded that.
That has to. This is the guy that if you're sitting at a dinner table and
if you kick me off, like,
what are you kicking me for? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not kicking you. I'm not kicking you, when he just said something in front of your friends that he really wasn't supposed to say. So, I was trying to move on past one of the points because this is working out just great. So, we talked a little earlier, you said about relationships and people around you. So you hear, this is really important in relationships.
Build
your support network for lasting success. What does that mean? It means, number one, if you're married, don't hang around people that put your spouse down. Don't hang around people that are constantly saying bad things about your family, if it's a friend, or your boss. That's just not good. You know, that's negativity in your mind, and you're going to start thinking about that, and it's going to make things worse. So choose people that are healthy. Do not, you know, the Bible says don't share your pearls with the swine. That goes to relationships. Do not share things that you're going through with your spouse or your best friend or your daughter, your son, your parents, with somebody that is not in a condition mentally, spiritually to handle it, because that is just, that's disastrous. And that'll just snowball into the biggest mess. So just, you know, pray about it. Think about who you share your life with and your most important thoughts. And, you know, besides God, of course, and just, sometimes we just take things to God and we don't share too much. It's just, I think Christians sometimes think we need to take it to a prayer group, and that's not always true. Not that that's a bad thing, but really think about the people you're sharing it with, and also think about your support network. Do you have friends that build you up, that want the best for you, right? That aren't jealous of you and that want you to succeed? Yes, no toxic people. Toxic people will just poison you, because that's what
toxins
do.
If you're hanging around with people who put their husbands down and talk about how bad men are and they're all a bunch of pigs, it's not going to bid well for you. If you're hanging around with guys who are constantly talking about how sexy all these girls are in a bar or whatever,
right,
it's not going to bid well for your marriage.
No.
So do not hang around people like that. Don't get involved in that. If they start talking like that, get up and walk away. Come back. If they're still talking about it, just say, hey, can we change the subject? This doesn't work. Or I've got to go. See you later. Adios. And because there's a lot of good support people out there put people down. Don't try to build themselves up by tearing others down, because only thing that happens when you sling mud is you get dirty, and you don't want to be around dirty people and don't want to get dirty.
Yep.
It just doesn't work.
Right, exactly. So we're doing good. The next one is, go ahead.
Harnessing the power of money so it doesn't get in your way.
Right, doesn't get in the way of your relationship.
Yeah, it's pretty important to really budget your money and to know what you're doing and to make sure you're living within your means. And so what you want to do is, and in fact, I used to teach the children in our children's message all the time. I'd say, I've got a dollar for somebody who can tell me how to spend it. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah.
I would hold up this dollar bill and I said, this dollar bill goes to the person who can tell me how to spend it. And they'd go, give it all to the church. I go, nope. And then somebody else would go, I put it in my savings account. No. And then finally I would tell them, listen, here's how you spend a dollar. You put 10% of it goes to the church, goes in the offering plate. It's an expression of your faithfulness to God and that you love God. The second dime or the next 10% goes in the bank, so that you have money for a rainy day, for your future. And then guess what you do with the last 80 cents? All 80 cents. You do whatever you want with it. That's what you do with the last 80 cents. You do whatever you want with it. That's what it's for.
I always thought the best way to do that you did it with kids, because older kids can understand that 10%, that 10 cents out of a dollar. But with the young kids, I remember you used to line up, I think it was Oranges.
Oranges
ten
or apples
oranges.
Or 10
You're
something.
Going to have to do that on
I
Sunday
should.
Morning.
Oh, well.
And teach kids tithing, you know. That's a great one. So, you know, it's important. And one hint that that's worked for us is, like, don't ever go out and buy something really expensive without discussing it with your spouse. We don't do that. And the times when we've forgotten, I won't call anybody out here.
The times I have done that.
It's just not right, you know, because you're in this relationship together and you need to discuss things if they're over. And you decide if it's over, I don't know, if it's over $200, $500, over $1,000, whatever it is, you decide among yourself. And then if you want to go spend something like that, just talk it over. It's not, you're not asking permission, but, you know, we all work hard for our money. And the last thing we want to feel like in a relationship is that one person is just taking advantage of the other or not being as frugal. I'm very frugal, actually.
Well,
we both are.
Very
we both are. So I was brought up that way, and Rob was Dutch. So,
You
know, and last but not least, make every year your best year. And it makes me think about Amy Cardiff and her vision board that we discussed with her. She was our guest last month on January 15th. You should go back and listen to the program. It was excellent. And as a marriage, as a relationship, you need to have a vision. You need to cast a vision, not only for where you want your relationship to be, but where you want to be individually and what kind of projects and life you want to have together. And it's so important, right? Your dad used
Absolutely.
To say, if you're failing to plan, you're planning to fail. So make sure you make plans for your relationship and for your future. And now it's early enough in 2021. Well, it's always early enough. You can do it anytime you want. Yes, I have a really good vision board this year, Janet, because Amy, who actually was on here a few minutes ago, I don't know if she still is, she did a great two weekends in a row, two Saturdays in a row here in Newport Beach. She had about 30, 40 people each, and she asked me to speak one day, which was awesome. I spoke about nutrition, and she had Robert and I speak the following week, and she had some other really great speakers there, and I felt really motivated. I still do, and it's an important thing to do. So you want to go into...
I just want to say this.
Sure.
Years ago,
yes,
I think it was Dave Winfield,
the
baseball player, a Hall of Fame baseball player, I think he played for Minnesota.
And a nice
man. Oh, a wonderful man. And he asked me for one of my books, and so I was autographing it to him and going, how do I do this? He was getting ready. I think he was getting ready to play in the All-Star game. And I said, may your next game be better than, finally go, may your next game be your best game. Robert Shull. And that's the way I signed it. May your next game be your best game. And so that is on in perpetuity. And that's the way I look at years. I go, may this year be my best year, and next year my best year, and may my next year be my best year.
And with Jesus at the center, to kind of sum up this talk on relationships, you can't fail because you go through tough times, but he's there for you.
Yeah.
And like Robert read in the scriptures, John 14 and 15, call on him. Call on his name, and we forget that. We forget that actually when Jesus left the earth, he sent us and left us a helper or an advocate. I like to call it the helper. That helper is the Holy Spirit, and he lives within us. And all we have to do is believe that and call on him, and he will help us get through anything. So you want to talk about the quickly, like success cycles for marriage transformation. So if you want more, just get in touch with us, and we love what we do.
Our ministry is supported by the faithful viewers and people who support this ministry. And so if you wish to express your faith in God by supporting this ministry, it would be truly appreciated. And there's several ways you can do that. You can give on Venmo. That's Robert Shuler Ministries on Venmo. You can go to our website at drshuler.com.
Drshuler.org,
but not .com.
Nope.
It doesn't work. Drshuler.org. robertshulerministries.org, either one. They both take you to the same place, and you'll see a donation button there, and you can make a donation there. Or you can write to us, and our address is
26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. Again, that's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And we want to thank those of you that already support our ministry. We couldn't do what we do without your help.
Absolutely.
Truly, we could not. And we appreciate you more than you'll ever know. And join us some Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Facebook Live.
We're here every Sunday.
Or every Sunday, or 10 a.m. We also have been recording that on Facebook Live, and that's actually a live service down at the Newport Dunes Resort here a couple miles from our house in Newport Beach. So 8 a.m., 10 a.m. If you live close, get in your car and come to drive-in church, because we meet in a parking lot. If you want to stay in your car, you can. If you want to get out and sit in your beach chair, you can. We have, you know what? We have a great time. We have a great group of people that love Jesus, love freedom, love the United States of America and the U.S. Constitution and what it stands for, and we put Jesus first in our life.
Absolutely.
So we'd love to have you anytime. And stay tuned next month, March 15th at
6 p.m. Pacific time.
Right.
We will be here. We are here every day. We don't know whether it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. It doesn't matter. If it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're here.
We are here.
So,
we love you all.
Should we never asked and opened up for questions.
Oh.
Should we do that?
It's kind of late. I think
kinda
not.
Late. Okay,
it's
well,
too late.
Next
ask them
time.
Online here. And email us if you have a question for people that are on the actual telephone call. Email Donna at SchulerMinistries.org, and I will answer your call or answer your question or direct it to Robert at SchulerMinistries.org. We will answer our questions. We are
and
only
we answer our own mail.
And also if you have a prayer request. Prayer is very important.
Yep.
So we love you all, and we will see you next month or maybe Sunday.
God bless you all.
He is
bye
blessing
bye.
You.